Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, marvelous episode of Tims and Stilettos. As always, hold on, because Eclectic Chick did something for me, and I'm shouting her out as I'm pulling it up because I forgot to pull it up, and I'm wasting time as I do it, but hold on. I am your favorite girl. He interrupted. Hold on. I got to do it again. See, as I am your favorite girl, Davina. She sent me horns.
Oh, my
She said God. She was listening to the episode. It hurt.
Jesus, why did she do that?
Ding, 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 ding.
So you're going to play it every time?
Good looking out. Good looking out. Good looking out. Eclectic God. Chick. I don't know what that is. And wait a minute. Now I got to go back to being quiet on my phone. Hold on. But yes, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And, I don't know who I am, damn it. I'm flabbergasted. I just want to say thank you to
Eclectic Chick.
Yes, for blessing you with the
Yes, I appreciate you.
Lord have mercy. All we need is a DJ in the studio. We would have been fine.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now, that's my initial, so I am the DJ.
Oh, you know what?
He's the rapper. I'm the DJ.
I am too old to be rapping.
Not necessarily.
I am not an aspiring 40-year-old rapper.
Okay, well, there are some still out there, you know.
There's a lot.
Okay, so before we get into today's topic, I want to tell you one of the funniest things I heard on another podcast on my way here.
All right, let's talk about it.
So, there was a gentleman who was in a long-distance relationship. Girlfriend, honey, send me a peen pic.
Okay.
So, what did he do?
He Googled?
No. Oh. He took the picture, sent it to his boys for approval before sending it. Before sending it to his girlfriend. And they're like, looks good, bro. She's gonna love it, man. And then he sent another question like, does the lighting make my balls look weird? And they're like, no. It looks great.
If you ever just see my face right now.
Would you, okay, I don't even need to ask you, but where they do that at?
I feel like we on the Breakfast Club now. And Charlamagne the God is like, well, now let's guess, what race is it?
Well, they're not us. They're not us.
So they really...
He took a picture of his peen and he sent it to the group chat.
Oh, man.
And they, go, Brad, go.
Nah, I'm not doing no shit like that. I mean,
I can't wait till tonight when we actually talk about this live and get everyone.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about this live because this is definitely a live topic.
Yeah, but I was literally on the train here cracking up. People probably were like, this girl is special.
They leave you alone when you laugh at yourself. They don't bother you when you laugh at yourself.
I was dying.
I mean, fellas, I mean, if you got to get approval from your boys about your peen pic, I mean, that's some other type of boy.
But don't y'all just, like, even in the restrooms with the urinals, isn't it supposed to be like a urinal between you if it can be so someone can't just...
I mean, but the urinals are only but so tall. If you're a tall person like me, you just look down, you probably can see what somebody's...
But why would you?
But that's my point. But why would you want to look next door to see what somebody else is holding?
Yeah, no.
Just be happy with your hammer, whether it be double-edged or whatever. Just love your own hammer. Don't look at somebody else's hammer.
Okay. On to today's topic.
Yes. All right. Today is the Venus topic.
It's my turn, and so, the title of this show.
Oh, should we get the title and everything?
Yeah, I thought of the title.
Okay.
The Cigar of It All.
The Cigar... of it all.
Yes. Ripped from the headlines.
Push your horns.
Oh, I got it. Ripped from the headlines. So, I'm going to... I can't think of the rap song. God dang it. Picture it. I'm going to do Golden Girls. I'm going to do a TV line. Picture it.
Sicily,
2022. Mm-hmm. You've been talking to a young lady on the phone mm-hmm. for a while. Mm-hmm. And... in your conversation, you mentioned, oh man, I love a good cigar.
Wait a second. Is this from the video that I seen?
Probably.
Going around? I'm not
probably.
I'm on my business. Okay. Let you finish. Okay, go.
So you.
I think that was totally dope.
Okay. So fast forward. Mm-hmm. You mention it. Mm-hmm. And let's just say 2-3 weeks later, you finally meet up for a date. Mm-hmm. She goes to her parents' house. I am emphasizing certain words. Mm-hmm. She goes to her parents' house. Mm-hmm. Her dad is a cigar connoisseur. Mm-hmm. He gives her a cigar to mm-hmm. gift to the young man.
And a cutter.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have wrapping paper. She goes to her mother. Her mother gives her a brown paper bag and some tulle. Mm-hmm. So to, you know, wrap it up pretty. Mm-hmm. She presents him the gift on the first date. Mm-hmm. She's a pick me girl. Like, people are really saying she's a pick me girl. That's what my notes is for. All the stuff that people are saying negatively about this young lady.
Yeah, I saw all the negative comments about it.
I really have notes. I just want to show you I have notes because I was prepared.
Yeah. She really has. You hear the paper flatter in the background.
Sorry.
I don't think she's a pick me girl. I think that's just very thoughtful and that's just very.
I think so.
I just think that's just the. In all honesty, it's just a brilliant way to start off getting to know somebody. And it doesn't mean that you're trying to buy their love. I just think that when you talk to somebody and you find out what their interest is, and especially if y'all have great conversation over 2 weeks when you first meet, it's like, you know what? I've been enjoying my company, my time with him. You know what? I'm going to do something he likes. He likes cigars. I mean, the same way with a woman. You're talking to a woman and she likes flowers and she loves roses or she likes tulips. And then y'all been talking for 2 weeks and the first time you meet, you want to meet her with the flowers.
Right.
I don't understand what's the difference between a guy that's meeting a girl that's going to give her flowers.
Because she's a pick-me girl.
But what makes her pick me girl though? Because she went and got the cigar.
Because she, that's what we're gonna talk about. Mm-hmm. But I just want to start this out by saying, not only is it a great gesture, it shows you were paying attention when we were talking.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes.
I just don't, when I saw that video, somebody had sent it to me. And when somebody saw that video, I saw how they was trying to drag her for it. I actually commented on that video. I was like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah,
I was like, don't listen to it. Yeah. I commented on that video on TikTok too, and I was like, listen, that's dope. Don't let none of these haters in here tell you not to do it. That was a fucking great idea, and you should be happy and very proud of the thoughts that the gesture that you did. That was a dope.
I agree. I would have done it
from a man's perspective. That was dope.
I would have done it. So this has come from dating coaches. I don't know what school you go to become a dating coach, but okay, let's go with it.
Okay.
Women shouldn't do this. No kind gestures this soon. But this is my, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say what I was about to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go first.
Go ahead.
No, I'm after you. Ladies first.
So what I'm thinking, and I feel like this is what you were about to say. It's okay for a dude to buy a woman flowers or bring her candy, hearts, roses on a first date, and it's not too soon for that, but it's too soon for a woman to show she's fully invested and interested in this man and she's dating with intention. Mm-hmm. And so she said, hey, look, when you were talking, whether you said this 3 weeks ago or just the day before, I was paying attention and I remembered it. Mm-hmm. I spent no money. Not a single solitary penny on this gift, but I went to my parents' house. I know my dad smokes cigars. So here you go. I don't know how much the cigar costs. I know that there are expensive ones. I know mm-hmm. there are inexpensive ones. I'm sure this one was probably in the middle because I would think her dad would be like, well, he ain't getting one of my expensive ones if you're just meeting him. But here, he gonna like this, baby girl. Here you go. Exactly. Blow his mind with this one.
Exactly. And I was about to say that. Like, that's definitely that double standard thing.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's definitely one of them double standard pieces right there. And for a dating coach to say something, for instance, what else she said the dating coach said?
Well, no, I just started writing down stuff. Now, this one I did agree with. This individual said, if you are intentional in dating and you're serious about this particular person, why hold back?
Exactly.
Like, what are we holding back for?
Exactly.
Guess what? I'm 2 seconds older than I was 2 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
What am I?
Now you're 4 seconds older.
Shut up. What am I wasting time for? If him and I had great conversations and we're both on that same path, we're dating to meet someone to spend whatever time we have left here on this earth, why am I going to sit here and be like, well, I was going to do this, but I'm going to wait 6 months after you have proven yourself to me before I buy you or get you a free cigar?
That's stupid. Listen, if I like you and I'm interested in you, I invest in you.
That's it.
Plain and simple. Because at the end of the day, that's just how it is. You have to invest in people that you really genuinely want to get to know.
Correct.
You're going to invest with your time. It doesn't have to necessarily be money all the time. It can be your time. It can be with your wisdom. It can be with your laughter, your sense of humor to get them out of their funk.
That's right.
Mood.
It could be buying them a course for something that they want to do that you'd be like, here, go to $50 to take that training course.
It don't matter. But as long as the investment is, it comes with the purpose of investing and making sure that person is doing what they want to do, with knowing that there's not going to be no rewards from it. You're not getting no rewards from it. So you just do it from the kindness of your heart.
Correct.
So that's the great best way to do things.
Correct. Now, this one. Okay. These two blew me. They blew me. This person said, doing too much can prevent a masculine man from falling for you. Now, they also said, the same person said, biochemically, men fall for you through their effort to please you. So, you doing for him, he's going to be like, oh, no. Like, there's this chemical reaction in his brain where he's going to be like, no, I don't like you anymore.
How long they been dating coaches?
I don't think.
It's been a long time.
I mean, you can't be a dating coach and you're saying stupid shit like this. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't.
I'm just trying to understand it because.
You can't. Then someone called him a narcissist.
But he had nothing to do with this.
No, the question was posed to him along the lines of, well, what did you think about the gift? And he said it was dope and, you know, something. So I can't even remember the whole thing because, again, it blew my mind that somebody called him a narcissist because he said the gift was dope. Now, let's not forget, he also took her to, like, a record store because she likes vinyl. So they went to a vinyl record store and I think he bought her 3 vinyl albums.
Okay. Vinyl albums ain't cheap.
They're not. My cousin collects them and I get her like 1 or 2 every year for her birthday.
Depending on the person, them vinyl albums may be like $8 for one.
She wanted College Dropout.
College Dropout is on sale right now. Talking for $16. I saw it.
The album?
Yeah, I saw it. I was looking at it today.
Sorry, y'all. I'm about to text her. I got
on Target. It was on Target. College Dropout. I was like $16.99. I saw it today.
Hold on. Talk. Because I'm really about to text her right now. Hey, somebody just told me that College Dropout
She's really doing
is
this
on
now
sale
live.
At Target for $16.99. Okay, sorry. Because I didn't want to forget. But and I don't think he did it to repay her. I think he did it because that's what he wanted to do.
Listen.
Just like she did it because that's what she wanted to do.
Can we just say something about this right here?
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of women out here that don't make no initiative, want a man to do everything under
Correct.
The sun for them, and don't want to put no effort in showing a man that they're
Hallelujah.
Interested. But when a woman steps out of the box and does something different, she's messing up the order for women.
So what would you call, like, someone like me who has sent a man flowers? Just because. Am I just ruining it for womankind of all?
No, I don't think you're ruining. But what I don't think that's ruining. But it's, I just don't understand people's logics nowadays.
They don't have any
when it comes to dating.
They just say stuff.
And you know what's the funny thing is, everybody wants to be right when it comes to the way their way of thinking dating should goes. If you're going to say something, just say, in my point of view, from how I date, this is what I think.
Correct.
Not in a whole perspective.
Correct. It's not the Holy Bible.
As a woman, you shouldn't do it like this. No, because you know what? There's no Bible on how you should date.
Right.
You date to what makes you happy.
Correct.
What you like, what your needs are.
Correct.
What your likes are, what your dislikes are.
I agree.
So for every relationship coach that go out there and tell people, oh, no, you're messing up the order and how dating's supposed to go. There's no order.
What's the order?
There's no order, sir. There's no order, ma'am.
What's the order? I would love to know.
The order is that to eventually get two people to mesh and gel enough together
to be together.
To create a family and become one.
If that's what they choose to do.
Exactly. Or it could be a lifelong friendship.
That, there you go.
But
there you go.
I just don't get that. Like, and when I saw all them comments shaming her, I was like, wow. And
yeah.
Most of it was women. And that was the bad part about it. The most of the guys in there was like, yo, shorty, that was dope. Like, word. Damn, I wish I had a shorty take the time out to listen to what I'm saying and get me something.
Yeah.
And I know all the men I talk to would not be like, oh, nah, why is she buying me stuff? No. Because you know why? 9 times out of 10, we are men that get like to buy stuff for a woman. And for a woman to just take the opportunity to just do that for us is
just
very appreciative.
That's it. You don't. It's just like when people see celebrities breaking up. I'm gonna try to do this comparison right. It's like when people see celebrities breaking up and they immediately take one side over the other side. When you don't know what's going on behind closed doors, mm-hmm. and you don't see the full picture.
No offense to everybody that loves celebrities, but if you that invested in celebrities' lives, you need help.
Unless it's your job.
Unless it's your job and you pay for it.
Correct. Unless it's your job.
But people that's so invested, that's in the comments all the time, yeah. Talking about, and like,
yeah.
People that be in the beehive or on the other stuff that be attacking people when they say something wrong about Beyonce. Like, you love your, you're not getting paid for this. You're going way too hard.
Yeah. Like, I love Beyonce. But I'm not.
You really need to get your life together. Because
calm down.
Something
Beyonce
more
not coming to pay my bills.
Than attacking somebody that said Beyonce can't sing.
Oh, well. That's your opinion.
No, I'm not saying she can't. I'm just saying.
That's my response. That's your opinion.
You're allowed to have your
exactly.
opinion. You're allowed to have it.
Exactly.
We all, like, they go through critics all the time. It's just funny how some people just are just so in tune with a celebrity's lifestyle and how they live and what they do with their life. And they'll hang what they do by every thread.
Right. Well, maybe I shouldn't have used that analogy because I didn't mean to get you that hyped about it. But I'm just saying, like, for anybody, you don't know what's going on. You weren't on the phone with these people. They might have been them people who make love, not literally make love, but be on the phone making love until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Not really.
But you know what I mean?
So, and they lay it on their stomach with they feet up.
Phone boning is the old school word for when you're on the phone to late at night, just chilling, conversating.
Okay,
with
yes.
Phone boning.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
You're just on the phone, you got your feet up on the wall, you laying back, and you're just chilling.
Oh my God, that was your name. No, that's not your name. No, you hang up. Okay, on the count of three. Ready? I thought you were going to hang up.
Davina, if you ever talk like that, God, I'm about to ever hear you on the phone like that. Goodness. I swear to God, I'm hanging the phone up for you. You call back here, what happened? Your fam, I had to do it. I'm sorry.
But he might like it. He might be like, no, I liked it.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you hang up?
If he talks like that, you don't need him.
That's Richard. You know my Richard talks like that. Oh, my God, Davina. You are so awesome. The sun rises and shines right on your ass every day. Yes, he is that obsessed with me.
Yo. Okay, he now, is. Back to this topic.
Cause we ain't even recording snippets for the thing because this... Oh, okay. Wait, go back. Okay. Wait, cancel, save. Okay. So, yes, what is the nicest thing someone has done for you on a first date?
The nicest thing someone has done to me on a first date.
To you, for you?
I have bad memory when it comes to certain things because I'm not good at receiving gifts. So, one, I'm not used to people getting stuff from me because I usually just don't expect it. So, mm-hmm. I'm not good at remembering, but I'm sure there's been a few people that have done something nice for me. I just, off the top of my head, can't remember.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you mine while you think.
Yeah, because...
I was 14.
Oh, shit.
And no, for real. Okay, listen.
Okay, hold on. I got to get this so everybody can get a snippet of okay. this. Because this sounds like it's going to be good.
No, it's so cute. For 14, maybe I was 15.
All right, go.
I was young. Okay. Okay, so I really wanted to go see. Don't laugh. I was young. I really wanted to go see Baby's Day Out, which was a movie. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend at the time.
Well, you have a boyfriend at 14, Davina.
Okay. My mother gave me permission. No. My mother gave me permission to. I think I was 15. Anyways, I'm going to tell you who it is after the show. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't want to go see this fucking movie. Like, he didn't cuss, but that's like, if at our age, if he could cuss, that's what he would have said. Like, I don't want to go see this fucking bullshit. But we went to Buffalo. We were in Buffalo. We went to the downtown movie theater near the Main Place Mall. And he took me to see Baby's Day Out, bought me popcorn and something to drink. Mm-hmm. And he held my hand. And he was not a hand holder. Oh. And he held my hand. And that was the nicest thing because he did not want to see that damn movie.
Did he get you a large popcorn?
I don't know. We were teenagers. I don't even think he was working. He probably had to use his allowance money.
He got money.
Yo, her show is so funny. I just want to say I love her show. And Skid. But her show is hilarious. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. But he got money.
That's nice. I'm trying to think of one of the nicest things.
And you know who you are who did that for me.
Sucks now. She's talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe some flowers or something.
Okay.
I've never received flowers as a man ever in my life. I think it was probably one of the first time I've ever received flowers in my life.
Never. Okay.
Never. I felt awkward receiving flowers. I just was like, don't do that again.
You told her don't do it again?
Yeah, don't send me flowers. Don't give me flowers. I'll get you flowers. Don't do that for me.
Was it because you weren't used to receiving them?
I've never received them before, so I didn't.
So you didn't know how to react to it? Okay. Right.
So I'm what do I do with them?
You put them in water and put the damn flower food in them.
I'm just saying, I didn't know what to do. So flowers I've received before.
Okay.
I guess I've never been on the receiving end of a gift in the initial dates of dating somebody.
So you wait until, is it?
Me, I've always been the one to bring flowers or bring something. It depends on the conversation, if we've been talking. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, something that was not in too much of monetary value. And I can get them just to show that I listen to them and to show that I've, you know, been paying attention. I would definitely get them something like out the blue like that. But as far as me receiving, I really don't remember.
Well, dear Armar's future girlfriend, buy him a present. And you know what somebody can bring me? I'm just going to put it out there. What can they bring me?
Some Prosecco.
Yep. Bring me a bottle of Prosecco. Yes, yes, yes.
The way you said yep just now.
Yep. Bring me. Oh wait, I gotta do it right now. Hold on.
Oh my goodness. Here she go with these damn horns.
I gotta do it. So you gotta bring me a bottle of Prosecco. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Bring me.
Hold on, let me get on our social media. Let me just.
Oh wait, I'm gonna play and I'm a tagger. Next time I do it, I'm gonna tag her.
This goes out to Eclectic Chick.
I just
want to say thank you for sending Davina these goddamn horns that she's been playing in the studio.
Yes,
we appreciate it, and you will be blocked. I am definitely blocking you. Just put that out there, right?
Because she sent me a message.
And I recorded your story about your date thing, and it didn't even save it. It froze and started sending it.
That's okay. That means they got to listen to the show.
Yeah, and they got to watch the
YouTube. And they got to watch the YouTube.
But overall, what is your thoughts about just dating and giving,
just for you.
Giving gifts in the beginning?
Would I now do it?
No. I'm saying, would it be something that you consider it being that you're dating now, you're dating with a purpose, and you want to attract the right man?
Mm-hmm.
Would that something that you would do, even if before this story popped up? Would that be something you would have did?
I don't know how the song goes, so my beat might be off, but it's a vibe, baby. It's a vibe. That's a song.
Yeah.
Right. So it depends.
Two Chainz.
Oh, is that Two Chainz? Yeah. Look at me knowing a 2 Chainz song and not knowing I know a 2 Chainz song. Oh, shoot. I would honestly have to feel that person out because you can get a vibe on, if a person is expecting something like that or how that. Because, one of the questions that I like to ask in the dating process is, what's one of the nicest things you feel you've done in a relationship?
Oh, one of the nicest things I felt I've done in a relationship, to be totally honest with you, in a relationship, I'm a different type of guy.
Okay, I need to change it. What is one of the nicest things you've done in the dating, courting phase? And again, for the new ones, for our new listeners, I use dating, courting because they are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And Armar looks at it one way and I sometimes look at it a different way. Right. So when I say dating, courting, it's the step right before exclusivity, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would say that dating for me, I don't think there's a limit on things that's dating. If you're really into somebody, you're going to do what you can to see that person happy, especially if you're invested in that person and you want to build with that person, you're going to invest in them. Me personally, I honestly believe that money is money. You're going to spend it on more stuff and different stuff any other type of way. So if you're dating somebody and y'all getting to know each other and y'all having fun and y'all doing different things, then what's to stop you from doing things? For instance, if you're going over to her house, she's cooking dinner. You know what? You bring groceries. You at her house. You eating her food.
Bring me the Prosecco.
I'm just saying, she's making you food. Food ain't free.
Bring me the Prosecco.
Of course, and bring alcohol if y'all drink.
The Prosecco.
This is such a Prosecco fiend.
Bring me the Prosecco.
Didn't you have 4 bottles?
Not anymore. What the hell?
Oh, my God. But yeah, so like I was saying.
Why are you counting my bottles?
Like I was saying, but you know, you do what you can. And whether it be food, whether it be
Prosecco.
Prosecco, or whether it be sending them air horns to their DMs so they can use it during the show. But anyway, I just think as a man, you don't put a limit on yourself.
No,
dating. You do what goes best for you. And a lot of people be like, you tricking, you doing this, you doing that.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
I mean.
I know that's a song too.
Yeah, it is Tia.
Who is it?
Chicken, Tia.
Oh.
So, you know about T.I. and Tiny. Yeah.
Yes, I know who he is. I thought somebody else said it before him.
Somebody else probably just said it.
Okay.
I think it was Big Boy. or something like that.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a lot of rappers do that line.
Okay.
But if you have it to buy somebody something or to contribute, then you just do it. I don't think you should set a limit on it, especially if you date a woman with kids. You know what I mean? Suppose you date a woman with a kid, and you mm-hmm. know you're out to the point where you come over to the house and you see the kid, and you come with a toy for the kid just so the kid can be happy and play around. You know, you just do things. You know, because mm-hmm. you know when you date a woman with kids, a kid is a part of the who you date as well. You have to build a bond with the kid as well too.
So, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, that is one of the questions that I ask. And depending on how they respond to it, you know, because you have the men who, well, you wouldn't know, but there are men who, man, these bitches ain't never bought me nothing. No. I'm always the one spending money. You ain't getting nothing from me.
I mean, that's how men sound, though?
Yes. In my head, when they're complaining and whining, yes, that's how you all sound. Even Richard, Davina, oh my God. But, you know, yes, that's how I feel like they sound. But then you have the ones who are like you, are like, oh, I've had people do stuff for me, but, you know, they don't keep record. Or yeah,
I don't keep a record of what I do for somebody or what they do for me. The only thing I would say is this, though. If we're dating mm-hmm. And this is why I don't never say these keywords when we're dating. I don't never ask for borrow. I don't never, when dating, I don't never say the words borrow or ask for anything mm-hmm. because that can be a downfall in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, suppose y'all dating or whatever, and mm-hmm. you may forget, oh, babe, didn't borrow $100 right quick to go do something. I'll get back to you when I get paid. And, you know, y'all dating, so, you know, you go on, but you don't pay back the $100 because you said borrow. And you move on. You keep going. You know, as a man, you ain't going to say nothing about it. But in the back of your mind, you're going to be like, well.
You as a man ain't going to say nothing. There are men be like, you said you was giving me back the $100 today.
But I'm just saying, some people will hold on to it. Some people will be like,
some people will wait till an argument and be like, man.
But you will be like, you know what? I don't know if that's something that we could ever do again because, you know, you said those keywords borrow and then you never bought it back. I'm not going to ask you for it because I don't, you know, you never give out what you can't give back.
Exactly.
What you don't expect to lose.
And you can watch how they are like, oh, you know you owe me money, but you didn't bought mm-hmm. a new lace front. Okay.
Or a couple bottles of Prosecco.
First of all, I'm always going to buy Prosecco. I looked at my kitchen like the other day and I'm good on the Prosecco.
How many bottles do you have?
Right now, I think I have, well, no, currently I only have three. I have three bottles.
I think within that past 2 months, I done gave you like four.
Why you counting my bottles? You gave them to me. And it's been 2 months. Did you say 2 months or the last month?
I said 2 months.
Okay, but why you counting my bottles?
Back to the story.
I drank like over Christmas. I think I drank like the first two you gave me. I know I drank Christmas weekend.
You drank a whole bottle right before
Mind
live.
Your business. And we had fun on that live too. If you ain't watching our lives, you're missing out because we be having fun, y'all.
Every Monday, 7 p.m. Make sure y'all join in. It's going to be going down.
Yes.
But anyway, let's not talk about Davina and Prosecco because we don't want to point her out to anything.
I mean,
she did have like six bottles in 2 months, but who's counting?
At least it's Prosecco. At least it's not, I don't know, liquor.
It's sparkling wine, so
I don't care. It's not a whole bottle of Hennessy. Don't act like you ain't never drank one because I sat there and watched you when we were recording in my living room.
I did drink
before
a bottle
we came up to Gotham Podcast.
I did drink a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah.
I mean, those were my drinking days. Now I'm more of a champagne guy. I drink Bel Air. I don't really drink like Hennessy like that. No
it
more.
Wasn't just one, y'all. I've seen him drink for no. I know 1 year I bought you a bottle of Hennessy Black, and you were like, I drank that over the weekend.
But then, my mother had just passed too.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I was going through a little emotional.
Then drinking. I bought you another one on your birthday. Gone. I buy you a bottle of Hennessy every year on your birthday, and it's gone. I was emotionally
drinking.
Yes, around that time. Yes. That you get passes on that because I can only understand. Can only sympathize with you for that, but don't act like you ain't drank entire bottles of stuff.
I'm not saying I'm not a lush when it comes to any. I'm not a lush.
He made me drink some of that before, y'all. And I swear I felt the roots of hair growing on my chest.
It's good for you.
It's not. Because it burned from my tongue all the way to my esophagus. Literally. Literally. Like,
oh my God. That was hilarious. Straight? Yeah. No. Yeah, that's how we do it straight.
Mm-mm. Anywho.
I remember we used to do Henny Thursday faithfully in Harlem. We'd be on 133rd and 7th and 7th.
I'll bring my Prosecco.
And we used to bust down Henny Thursday. We used to have at least like 2 or 3 gallons of Henny out there. And we used to go in. We used to get out of work around 5, 6, meet up like around 7 or
no
bar.
Gracias.
Man, no, by 10 o'clock, it was over. Niggas is ready to go. Well, no. Niggas would still be out there till about 12, 1 o'clock. But still, that was our thing, man. We used to really do it up with the Henny on Thursdays, for real.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we still do it with the Hennessy, but now I buy me a little bit of Bel Air. You know, I don't do the Hennessy like that no more.
Okay. What would you do? Mm-hmm. If I want to circle it back to the cigar of it all, mm-hmm. What would you do if you were the guy receiving the flack because...
Man, fuck them people. You know how I feel, Davina? These motherfucking people ain't doing shit for me. They ain't paying my bills. They ain't motherfucking helping me.
But would you try to protect her? Like, if they were going hard on her and she felt a way about it?
First of all, she gonna know she protected by me because that's just the type of guy I am. Listen, you cannot stress what people say online because everybody online has the most advanced degrees ever. You got all these
dating coaches and life coaches.
You ain't never met a nigga online that ain't never know nothing. I'm just saying. They know everything about anything and everything.
Yeah.
So, listen, shorty. What you did... I respect it. I'm fucks with you 100% down. I don't give a fuck what they got to say. I think that shit was dope.
Mm-hmm.
And don't change who you are. We trying to do something? Fuck what they got to say about it. This is what we doing. I don't give a fuck what they say or what they talking about because at the end of the day, they doing nothing for both of us but talking shit and helping you and I get our views up.
Yeah, because I heard she got some cigar endorsements or something or some like brands reached out to her.
Look at that. So listen.
He going to be getting a whole bunch more cigars.
Fuck what people got to say. Don't I tell you this all the time? People going to always say something negative. It's so sad that it be our own to talk shit about us first.
Yeah.
It be our own. And we can't even I don't understand. We be the ones that always talk about, oh, women need to do something to make, to help support our kings and our kings need to do something to help support our women. A woman goes out and does a great gesture for a date.
I agree.
Money spent.
$0.
Just was a great, thoughtful gesture. Out of thoughtful and listening to a conversation.
Yes.
And people are trying to drag her for it. And that just goes to show you the mentality of our people. Like, they just don't get it. How we need to uplift each other all the time. Don't get it. Fuck them. That's how I feel.
Fuck them, girl. Fuck them.
Where your horns at?
Fuck them, girl.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
You brought it up, so. Wait, I got to play it again because it didn't go from the beginning.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wrong one.
My bad.
Eclectic chick. Oh, why did you do this?
Why is it doing that one? I don't want that one.
Why did you give her these sounds? Why?
Because she's my new friend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Don't worry about it, Davina.
No, because I want... Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, and I did.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That's my new friend.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm about to play a sound for both of y'all.
Oh, wait. I got to play it one more time because I told her I would play it for her. Oh, wait. Can you record me so I can play it for her and say, see, goodness. I told you, girl, I was going to use it.
See what you got us doing on the air live.
Yeah, and we got to tag her. We got to tag you, girl, because you know what?
You are way too damn hype for some damn horns.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm gonna tag her, and it just don't make no
sense.
That's
my new. That's my new thing. That's my stuff. All right. So,
damn, I'm
eclectic chick.
Eklektik.
Oh, she has the what's names and her thing where you can't at her.
Oh,
in her settings, so you can't at her. It won't let us at her.
Go watch our story. I shouted you out. Yeah. Armar wants to fight you for sissing me that. LOL. Bam, 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 bam.
Let's go with the final. Are we close to final?
What's your final thoughts?
Ladies, if you're interested in a man and he gives you something that, and you have a conversation, he gives you something that makes you think about, and it has no, you're making you go out of your way to get him something on a first date. Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing wrong with that, because it's the same way women like men who still bring flowers as women who still like men to bring candy to dates to meet them. I don't think there's nothing wrong with a woman taking out the just being forward and doing something that heard from conversation from talking to a man. More women should do it. I think that it really shows a guy that you're interested in.
Organically do
and
it.
And again, not just do it because right. you want the clout and you want to try to get him to like you better. No.
Right.
But I think a lot of men will like that. A lot of men will think more better of you. Not because you're coming out your pocket, just the thought of actually just.
Because it can be
something
free.
To show that you're interested. So I think that was a really dope idea. I hope she continues to be blessed in that friendship that she just started with this guy.
Same.
And I hope it grows into something better.
Same. You found your Richard, girl.
Yeah, don't let the haters hate, because they're going to hate regardless. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Ditto. But again, I'm going to say, make sure you're doing it for someone who is going to appreciate mm-hmm. it and, you know, value who you are, and not constantly, now that you've done this, look for
right.
a gift every time y'all are together.
No, you're absolutely
or something
right.
like that, because that's corny.
Well, you know what? One thing I'm going to add on before we close out is that you can start something wrong by being that type of person and
yeah.
always gifting and always doing that. People expect you to do it all the time.
Correct.
People expect you to always
right.
Make a way because you did it before.
Yes. And you know what? I'm sorry.
And I'm not sorry. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to say this. Those people who were saying he's a narcissist and she shouldn't do it, maybe if they would have worded it like that, like be careful that someone doesn't take advantage right. of you for doing that, it would have been received differently.
I totally agree.
Okay.
But the other part to what I was about to say was you have to realize that when somebody is in the want and not to give, when somebody starts to want to receive more than they actually want to give
yeah.
you, then you have to know when to pull back and not do so much.
Yeah.
You have to know.
Yeah. I agree.
And it's not because you're taking advantage of it, it's for your own self-being, because it makes you think.
Yeah.
And you don't want to think bad about that person.
Or anything like that, do.
So.
You're right. All right, y'all. Well, social media handle.
HumbleKing79.
Yes, I am Davina J. Artistry. And you got Tim's and Tim's underscore and underscore stilettos.
On Instagram.
Tim's and S on the Twitter.
Twitter.
Tim's and stilettos on Facebook and
TikTok.
the tickety talk. So
and YouTube.
And YouTube. Yes. Numbers are going up on YouTube. I appreciate it. Yes, let's keep that going. Armar and I did discuss there will be more. Oh, we are doing, once we get to 500 followers on Instagram, we will be doing a giveaway. So as I always say, tell a friend to tell a friend and tell a friend.
That's right.
We'll be doing a Patreon soon where you're going to get bonus content. You're going to get like all of the craziness that we're doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of that will be seen behind the scenes, like on the Patreon. It's just a way to give something to the people who like really, really support us. Yep. And can help with getting us out there in the public. Like Eclectic Chick, you know, you're my girl, so I know she gonna be on the Patreon.
Are you doing one for the road or are you done?
I'm done for today.
Oh, yes.
But on Monday,
on live, you're going to be doing
it? Oh, I'm on live. I'm going to do it. Heck yeah.
We do a little service.
Whatever.
Sorry to cut you off. For anybody who wants to join the lives with us on Mondays, please make sure that you join the lives within 15 minutes left in recording of this story. So that way we won't get cut off. Because Instagram has an hour long time limit. So
at least until we can figure out how to go on other.
Bypass that and get through the hour. But
yeah,
so we don't want to mess up your story while you're talking and then lose
and who
the
was
live. That was my boy Steel Irons, the tattoo
Steel
artist.
Iron,
yes.
The tattoo artist. Come back on Monday and finish the story.
A lot of people was asking what happened to the rest of the story. So we
so come back on.
So.
All right, y'all. I got to go to the bathroom. So as always, thank y'all for listening. Y'all know it's that time.
This never fails. This is the clock.
So
works.
As always, I am your favorite girl, Davina. Pew, 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 pew.
You're supposed to wait till I say my name. Then the pew, 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 pew. You can't do it right before you. Also, you only.
Pew, pew, everybody gonna die.
Lord Jesus. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Make sure y'all tune in to 9 a.m. The new episode will be dropping. And the title of this episode will be called
The Cigar of It All.
The Cigar of It All. You got to text me that because I ain't going to.
I will.
All
right. I will. And we will see you tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's
and
right.
As always, thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's
and
right.
We will talk to you later. Bye.
Peace out, y'all.